Round up another success. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. All this week, hundreds of 4-H'ers have been braving the heat at UT Martin during one of the organization's biggest events of the year. Alice Ann Moore is state director.
This is actually their project achievement where they compete for awards and recognition, and they actually win scholarships as well as silver trays or silver bowls that we give them. And so this is their opportunity where they have their culmination of their 4-H project.
Moore says there have been about 300 4-H'ers attending Roundup this week, and besides winning awards and being recognized for their years of service, the kids also gave back to the community through several service learning projects.
One was Flood the City, where they actually conducted a car washes across the city of Martin to raise funds for a service project here for We Care Ministries, and they also brought several, I think it was crayons and coloring books. I think there were close to, I think it was 1,100 or something like that. I'm not even sure how many, but they brought a lot of those to give to the school system.
Now, there are a lot of years of hard work that have gone into many of the individual projects for these 4-H'ers. Sarah Edwards of Campbell County was the Level 1 winner in the beef project.
I was surprised to actually hear my name called. It means a lot. When you win, you get a little trophy, and you also get a $500 scholarship. You do a 4-H project record book, and you keep all your stats and, like, what you've won and how much money it takes through the beef project and all your leadership and community service projects that you've done in by yourself and in your community.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.